by your life today.
Hey, America. We're back at it here on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, happy to be the captain of this ship as we try to navigate through some rough waters, ridiculous waters, I'd say, for this so-called health care reform. I'm not the only one who sees it that way. Latest poll, just 37% of Americans support the bill, which is expected to pick up, of course, now that Congress has returned to session after that month-long recess, but whichever word you want to use. Lots of people turning out for the town hall meetings, being called all sorts of names. We know what the upshot of all of that was. I think Obama lost the war on health care reform, certainly in August, and then also when it was the push to get it through before the break that pretty much ignited the powder keg. So this is a critical week for the president, to say the least, as he continues to fall in his own approval ratings. A big address to the joint chambers, which will be televised. Lots of folks on Congress or in Congress on the Hill had some pretty heated meetings during the summer with their constituents, but also in some of those, I call them backdoor meetings. $1.5 trillion package, public options still floating around in the air. The number, by the way, that I mentioned, the 37, comes from a Gallup poll. The latest Gallup poll that was released just earlier in the day shows that only 37% of you support the pending legislation. Should be interesting. Some crazy things are floating around, including Max Baucus, his fabulous plan that allows for fines of up to $3,800 for failing to get health insurance. We're going to let you hear what the president's latest push is, because, of course, there's tight lips around the specifics of what the address is about, but what his push has been in some of the language in the last day or two. First, though, let's jump to some of your opinions right from the get-go. Tomas is listening to us in Michigan. Yo, Tomas, how are you?
Hey, Kate, I was at a tea party last night in Battle Creek, Michigan. And there was the Tea Party Express that's been driving all across the country. They started out in California. They went down through the Southwest. They went to Texas, and they came up. And they're making their way to Michigan, and they're going to go all the way up to, like, Massachusetts and then down to D.C. And it was, you know, pretty interesting. I'll tell you what, the best part of it was before the express arrived, just the regular people just, you know, jumping up to the microphone and speaking out. And, you know, just the information that people have out there, it's a pity that it doesn't get out on the, you know, on the mass media. I mean, there was a matter of fact, I did get this. There's a video out now on dailypaul.com. I think it's one of those Ron Paul sites.
Sure, sure.
And it's a an elderly couple. Both of them are like around 72 or something. The man broke his hip, and they took him to the hospital. And then because, like, he was yelling and supposedly the wife wasn't eating right, they called adult family services or something like that, you know, instead of, like, for children, it's for adults.
Right.
And they did you hear about that story?
Yeah, I did. Uh-huh.
You want to tell
Ridiculous. Us? Yeah. Well, no. If you go to that site, there's a couple of different stories, actually, that they've got there. And in fact, on the GCN website, there's links to the Daily Paul. If you go to GCN.com, GCNlive.com, you can see those links as well. And you know this, Tomas, there are tons of those stories that are floating around. And but the bottom line is what I keep saying and what you have been saying as well. I think what people think is that this public option is going to get them the best possible health care, because they're not going to have to pay these premiums. But what's going to happen is the best doctors are going to parachute out of there. And they're not going to get tied up in all this paperwork and all of the reimbursements and all of the things that would come along with a single payer option, right?
Well, you know, all people have to do is look at the perfect healthcare systems that they have in Europe.
And they're not perfect. There's problems.
No, they're not. And the prices are going up, which is the reason why the supposedly it's the reason why they want universal health care. But you look to France, the taxes on health care are going up every year. And it's like that everywhere. And I talked to a Democratic politician here, I think it was Sunday. And, you know, he got up right in my face there. I guess he was trying to intimidate me. And then I said, so how are we going to stop the increase in the prices? And he said, I don't know. I said, well, you know.
I don't know.
Some points for honesty, but this is why people didn't want Obama speaking to their children. You know why? It's the same reason you don't put, you know, murderers and rapists on your show.
So,
you don't want to give them legitimacy. You see, if children see that guy as president, well, then, you know, he's got whatever he says has got to be. I mean, he's the president. He's a little kid. You see, and we cannot legitimize this guy who advocates, you know, the most left-wing solution to any problem. You know, cap and trade, your last caller talked about that. I'm going to leave you with one little question here. What did Hoover, Truman, and Eisenhower have in common? Harry Truman deported over 2 million illegals to create jobs for World War II veterans. Dwight D. Eisenhower started the Operation Wetback, which deported 13 million Mexican illegals. Okay? Mm-hmm. And who else did I say? Let's see. Hoover,
Dwight
Truman.
D. Eisenhower, Hoover.
Truman.
Truman, yes.
Hoover did it during the Great Depression. And if they can do it, we need to be able to do it now. Because can you imagine, if we think universal health care is bad, just thinking about American citizens, what about all of the extra million that are going to come over across our poorest borders to take advantage of even more free social care?
Oh, yeah. I think very good point. Excellent point. That's the best point you made in this conversation, Tomas. Thanks. What happens then if you come across, and of course, you're going to get the best possible care? We've already seen what's happened with the illegal situation so out of control that it's helped cripple parts of the country as far as hospitals like Parkland Hospital, one of the best trauma units in the country, because they can't afford it. They can't afford to treat all these people. They do. And then who's paying for it? You're paying for it because you're paying more when you have to have those services. Okay, the outrage of the day, I think, over all this, the healthcare stuff that's flying around, though, is Senator Max Baucus, the Democrat from Montana. He's the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, and he is the leader of the talks of the Gang of Six senators trying to work on this bipartisan compromise. Now, what Baucus is talking about, basically, is it would amount to really a no-choice option. So it would make health insurance mandatory, and there would be tax credits to help small employers cover the cost for households making up to 3 times the federal poverty level. If you don't get health care, could be fined up to $3,800. Stay with us.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchoose.com. That's orderchews.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, September 8, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $1,002.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,030.30, $5.15.15 for a half ounce, or $2.57.58 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,030.30, $5.15.15, or $2.57.58.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Wouldn't you guys just love to really talk baseball with your wife?
And wouldn't you women love to stand toe-to-toe with your husband debating baseball issues?
Meet the Wolf Horse, the first family of baseball, hosts of Let's Talk Baseball on WebTalkRadio.net. Every week, Jill and I will make you laugh, make you think, most of all, we'll make America's favorite pastime come to life. Let's Talk Baseball on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Afford health care to chasing away top docs because there's no tort reform and they don't want to play in the waters anymore, even if they have the passion for being a family physician. We're entering some really dangerous areas when it comes to health care. And, you know, on this show, we've talked about it, what's happened in France, what's happened in England, and what's happened in Canada. If you believe what you hear, it sounds like, wow, well, I mean, geez. I want to have what they have in England. Everything's paid for. If I'm getting the Cadillac treatment or the Lexus treatment for free and I don't have to pay for it, that's perfect. You know, I can have a baby on the cheap. I can get my cancer treatments and my drugs, but that's not true. They turn people away, and you can't get the hospital beds. Sarkozy in France wants a copay system because they're drowning. And in England, I've explained this before, if you have the extra coverage, so if you have money or have the money to spend on it, you need the extra coverage, you buy your own insurance policy plus what the government gives you, then you'll get fabulous health care treatment if you need any kind of an operation. If you don't, you're not going to get such great health care. And, of course, we know we've talked to our boys in Canada right here on America Tonight, and then people I've talked to in Canada. And they don't understand why people keep looking to Canada as the be-end-all of health insurance when, depending on where they are and what kind of doctors they have access to, they have to wait for a very long time sometimes for operations that we could have done within a couple of weeks of just scheduling it. I mean, you know, like Tommy John's surgery. Oh, sorry, back of the line. It's hurting you. Your arm is killing you. Too bad. Put in a sling. Hang out. Prop it up. Do whatever. But don't worry about it, because you're not going to get in to see the surgeon anytime soon. I mean, that is the truth, honestly. All right, let's go to Dana, who's listening to us in Texas. Dan, I know you're hot under the collar always about health care reform, of course. So what do you say?
Well, you know, Kate, I keep listening and I keep reading, and I don't know if it was dished out there early on and then just shoved aside, or if it's part of that where they're going to review you every 5 years to decide if you need to live or not. So where does Medicare fall into all of this?
Yeah, supposedly, depending on who you believe, well, no, public option, everybody will have Medicare. It'll be the same. That's what it'll all be like. But Medicare is going broke, so that's not even possible. You're not going to be able to dish that out. And you're right. What happens to Medicare? As so many callers, and you know this yourself, and talking about what it's cost, et cetera, what is that going to do? I think it's going to cost more then. If there was the public option or the single payer, it would have to make your health care, the amount of it, or Medicare, so-called Medicare, it'd have to make it cost more, I think.
So is it just going to roll over into everything?
Yeah.
Is everything going to come over to Medicare?
Oh, no. It would roll over. It's going to roll over into everything and be called something different. If everybody's going to have the same health care, whether you're 32 or 68, if you're going to have the public option or single payer, that's what would happen. We would all have the same health care.
What about our Medicare Part D prescriptions? Is that going to be scrubbed?
Yeah,
it'll
I think
it'll go away.
That's what I think. I think that they're not going to say that, because then that's going to send fear and people are going to panic. That's what would happen. But I really honestly think that this is going to be stopped. I think there's going to be a lot of pressure. And unless they do the nuclear option, they being the House pushes this through, and then let's see what happens with the Senate. I'm not so sure that it goes through. I mean, keep your fingers crossed, because my own mother, who is, 67 years old, she looks like she's 55 years old, thank God. She has good health, you know, but she's on it too, and she's worried as well, just like everybody else. Well, what does this mean for me? What happens here? And what are we going to do? And it's a mess.
Well, you know, they just don't go there very much, do they?
No.
They really don't bring that to the forefront and really discuss it.
No, and the reason why is because you have to think of even like the town hall meetings. How many older people went to the town hall meetings because of that very thing? Give me the answers. What's it going to cost me? I need to know. I'm on a fixed income. What do you mean? You don't know how much it's going to cost. You heard Tomas say that somebody got in his face, and one of the Democrats, and he said, well, what is it going to cost? Well, I don't know. Well, I don't know. I mean, as he said, that's an honest answer, but that's not good. You're going to pass legislation that you don't know what it's going to cost, but it's going to affect everyone in the United States. And for what it's worth, I mean, I know that there's these lists where we're 37th on the list, but you talk to enough physicians, family physicians, you talk to enough even surgeons and others, we still have the best overall health care availability in the United States. So what happens to that? I really honestly think, and Dana, thanks, appreciate it. I honestly think your top doctors, because they've amassed whatever amount of money that they, if they can afford to do it, they'll do it. I personally know three good doctors that stepped away. One, a woman who delivered babies, who was the favorite among so many people. She couldn't even take any more patients. She said, forget about it. I'm not going to pay all this malpractice. It's ridiculous. And I feel like I've had, you know, I've put in the medical school, I paid it back, I've been able to raise my family, and that's it. She's like running a spa now. Running a spa. She's one of the top docs. It's crazy. All right, let's go to our pal James, who's probably grinning from ear to ear. MDA event, of course, the Jerry Lewis Telethon over the weekend in every nook and cranny, because that affected all states across the United States. It's amazing how quickly they raise money. James, what's the good word? It was pretty successful, for sure.
Yes, it was. Hello, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
I am fantastic. I just want to, at the end of this call, read a very short letter I got from Jerry Lewis himself. But I want to thank all of America for believing in Jerry Lewis and for gathering together with him and coming together for 20 hours and believing in this cause and giving us $60,481,231. Mm. It's truly incredible. And I had a wonderful time in New York with Tony Orlando. And, Kate, just to let you know, the videos will be up on YouTube on Friday. But I just want to thank them. And Jerry is my hero. And I want to read to you what he wrote to me. He says, this was originally written November 5th, 2008. They gave it to me yesterday after the telethon was over as a surprise. He said, Dear James, I've heard wonderful reports of the outstanding leadership and support you've provided on behalf of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. I salute you for your commitment to helping people with neuromuscular diseases. Thank you for your dedication and unwavering commitment to MDA. Your efforts over the years at our Stanford Pledge Center have helped the Taliban continue to reach new levels of success every year. The funds raised through your efforts support the association's vital research and services programs. In addition to a cutting-edge scientific effort and a comprehensive program of medical services, your assistance helps make it possible for youngsters with muscle disorders to spend a fun-filled week at MDA's local summer camp. Your enthusiasm for the association's mission has been a great model for others to follow and has contributed to the success of MDA's programs. Words cannot fully express how much I appreciate your exemplary work on behalf of children and adults with muscle diseases in the Hudson Valley, New York area. You've demonstrated that great things can be accomplished when we team up together to defeat muscle diseases. Thanks again for helping my kids, and I hope we can count on your continued support until victory over these disorders is realized. God bless you. Love, Jerry Lewis.
Wow. Do we have some applause for that, James? I am so happy that you read that letter to us. That's terrific. This is from the crowd. Hold your head up high. You should feel proud of fighting the good fight. As he says, it's tough. There's a lot of charities out there. And what a great job, my friend, you have done. You have a good night. Thank you for that call and that update. That crowd in Minnesota loving it. It was really incredibly successful. The telethon, and people helped all over the nation in Connecticut, New Jersey, and Illinois, Wisconsin, many of the places where all of you have called the show tonight to talk about healthcare and other things. It's amazing because there is so much competition. It sounds funny to say that, but for charities that desperately rely on donations, people don't have the money. They don't have some of the money rolling in the way they used to have. And there are so many people in desperate need for different disorders and horrible, debilitating diseases and whatnot. Hey, coming up on the flip side, I'm going to talk about a couple of different things, including a great story I read today. And it's funny because I was thinking this myself. Where is Hollywood when it comes to healthcare? Normally, there's the reaction about everything big that's happening on the planet Earth out of Washington, especially since Obama's gotten in office. But where are the celebs when it comes to all the political debate lately over health care reform? I haven't heard hide or hair from very many of them. We'll talk about that. Also, what's going on with the dollar? Well, the UN wants a new global currency to replace the dollar. Yikes. Stay tuned.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit diginet.net. That's diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
Hats off, America, for all your opinions. I'm proud of you. You're going out saying what you think, emailing your senators, your congresspeople, emailing me. I've never had this much email, even when I was on the biggest station in the United States in New York. So bravo to all of you. 800-259-5791. Of course, we're talking about health care reform and some of the radical ideas that I think would sink our battleship in, to steal a phrase from an old game I used to play when I was a kid that I liked. I mentioned this, and I'll go deeper into this, about the UN Conference on Trade and Development. They're saying that the system of currencies and capital rules, which of course is ultimately which binds the world economy, isn't working and is responsible for what we saw last year and this year for the financial and economic crises. So that with the dollar, it might be better to go in a different direction. You know, China and Russia have already suggested replacing the dollar as the world's reserve currency. So now this report is the first time that a major multinational institution has actually made that suggestion, saying we need something different. We need something different. Central banks would be forced to intervene, and they can either support or push down their currencies depending on how the rest of the world economy is behaving. So there's more to this, and I'm going to dive into that. Replacing the dollar with an artificial currency, thinking that this is going to solve some of the problems related to what countries are coming up against with the large deficits, and that it would ultimately help stability. Get your gold, baby. Someone told me today it could go up to $2,000 an ounce. Wow. Mark is listening to us in the great state of New York. Hey, Mark.
What's up, kiddo?
What's going on with you, brother, upstate?
I'm recovering.
Recovering from the weekend?
No, I went in for a procedure.
Well,
that's
You're
what
right?
They call it. That's what they call it, but I beg to differ. You know, it was funny. They wheeled me in the operating room, and my doctor's there, and then this guy comes up to me, says, okay, we're going to put you to sleep now. Close your eyes and count to 10, you know.
Right.
I got to 5. Kate, the guy slugged me with a baseball bat. Now, what next? What next, Kate? Hot red pokers and leeches?
Yeah, no kidding, right.
Remember the doctors used to come to the house years ago?
They did. They used to come to the house. The whole famous thing about the house calls.
Dr. Frankenstein.
Yeah, exactly.
Jekyll.
Exactly. But I'm pumped. We need a rim shot. Now you'll be lucky if you can find a doctor when it's all said and done when we're through this whole thing.
All right, kiddo.
All right, Mark.
That's it.
Got your point. We know it's brutal. We'll see ultimately what happens tomorrow, and of course we'll be talking about it on ATN. We go to the other Mark in New York. There's two Marks in New York, one upstate and one in Long Island. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Oh, honey, you just stole some of my thunder, but I'm glad you got me on the air because you talked about something. This has nothing to do with health care, but it has to do with how our country is going to pay for anything. I'm not going to talk about Van Jones or Michelle Malkin, and I just want your listeners to know I'm not a plant. I just mentioned books that I've been reading, and you know that as well as I do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I said. You try to be as well-informed as you can, and you listen to different opinions,
right.
Yes.
Let me jump right to it. This is from the Thursday, September 3rd, Wall Street Journal. A fellow by the name of Daniel Henninger wrote a column. He talked about how Karl Marx called people that are not politically motivated the lower class. You have to read the column. He called them the lumpen proletariat. But he goes on to say why people are disgusted about the global, the politicians. And he's basically because they're spending us into oblivion. And he says the political class holds the power to print money and grab it back with taxes and inflation. Okay, that was one thing. In Friday's Wall Street Journal, a fellow by the name of Floyd Norris, a high and low finance column, listen to this idiot. And I wonder what he's saying today after what you just mentioned. He's saying that it's okay for Ben Bernanke in this country, like we did 150 years ago when it was a totally different country, to keep on printing money, keep on printing it. And lo and behold, what did you just say? Gold is over $1,000 an ounce today. The Chinese and the UN of all people are saying, we don't want your freaking dollar. What have we been saying for the last 2 years, Kate, me and you? It's the same.
Yeah,
now
the dollar.
Now it's coming to a head.
Yeah.
Do you know what's going to happen to the price of oil if they don't want the dollar to be the reserve currency? And now, John Crudell writes a column for the New York Post. All right, for people who don't know who it is, I'm just giving you names. He called not Cramer, but Kudlow a dunce. He said he's an idiot. Kudlow was on there today. He's trying to talk up the dollar. You can't do it. We have spent ourselves into oblivion. What's the larger point? What difference does it make what kind of health care we get? We can't pay for it.
Right, exactly.
Right, the Chinese and the Russians are going all over the world taking our what we've given them, and the money or the backing, and they're going for hard assets, gold, uranium, oil, everything, and they're leaving us in the dust. I've told you once before, and I'll say it again. They could come in and say, we want all the coal in West Virginia to fire the damn power plants that we're going to build. Your Kyoto Treaty be damned. Your pollution be damned. That's what they can do to us. You say it won't happen, Mark? Look at the freaking news. And the news media didn't, other than, it should be the biggest story out there. The UN saying we want another reserve currency? Because all of these countries have fiat currencies. What's that mean? It simply means your currency is not backed by anything. You can't trade it in for silver or gold or anything else. The destruction is at hand. I mean, this is not overblown rhetoric. This is
no, I agree.
It's the revolution. Not some type of unrest may happen by January, and this is why. This is something else that I cannot believe. I heard it somewhere else. Won't mention where. A judge in California is going to listen to a lawsuit about Barack's birth certificate and the justification and. Someone is actually standing up. The administration wanted an immediate dismissal. They refused to dismiss it. I don't have the details, but I'm telling you, it's in January. So if we get through the swine flu, we don't have, you know, some type of people dropping dead all over the place and
right.
Martial law. And I don't want any of this to happen. But
sure.
You have to face what – look what's in the
Could
news.
Happen.
And look what the
right.
news doesn't show you. It's just
right.
look what they – CNN, I'm looking for it, and you don't get it. I'm listening
no.
to the worldwide news. I listen to the – Well, I haven't listened to shortwave tonight, but I mean, you talked about it. Gold is going to go to $2,000 an ounce. I mean, it's what else do you need to know, America? And so keep watching the football game and keep going on with the American Idol and everything else. And don't be and keep calling me a big radical and a nut job. Again, keep doing it and see what's happening outside your window. Your country's falling apart, and these scumbags in office don't even care. Thanks, baby.
All right. Thanks, Mark. It is a big story. He's right. And Mark and I have talked about the dollar for a very long time. My father told me, watch out, they're printing the money, and they don't even know how much they're printing. You can see it in, I think, because I'm not a fan of the Treasury Secretary, Tim Geithner. What an idiot. And ridiculous to put him in that position. So he's pushing the currency, pushing the dollar. And it's almost like he keeps saying with a straight face, as somebody told me, that he believes in a strong dollar. But he gave a lecture in Beijing earlier this month and said that Chinese financial assets are very safe. Right. And, of course, in the audience, people chuckled. And he wasn't really going for the big laugh, the big moment there, the big punchline. They laughed because of what's happening to the currency. And this is big time. This is big time. People are having second thoughts because they don't like the dollar internationally. They're having second thoughts about whether U.S. assets are the strongest assets to own. China and all major central banks, which have trillions of dollars in their vaults, face a dilemma here, right? And this one, if you follow what we've been talking about, follow the money or so-called money. Any fall in, of course, the dollar, the greenbacks, causes the value of their investments to slide. So the thing is, now they can't exit. How do they? Well, they can, but if they exit, we're screwed. I mean, they exit. Imagine what it would do to them, though. So I guess the bottom line is, it would hurt them so much that they won't do it. But this is serious times here. The credibility and the stability of the U.S. financial and economic system, it's at hand, my friends. This is like Mark said, we are in total agreement here. This isn't rhetoric, crap, fear-mongering, whatever. It's the truth. We got the creditor on our back, the Chinese, and they're pulling the puppet strings, so to speak. And every single week, we get these warning signals that our currency, it seems to get worse. I mean, you look, for example, on U.S. Treasuries. You look there to see what's happening there. That's one way you could do it. And you see what's critical and what's at stake. I mentioned this before, as Mark said, look at gold and where gold is headed. And, of course, people want hard assets because they ultimately see what's going on with the dollar. If the dollar goes out, what a radical shakeup that would be in the currency markets. So it may not happen tomorrow, but how is the dollar going to hold up in the coming years? I would say you'd be wise to heed that it's going to lose status, and it already is losing status. It might take more time than we think, but I think it'll happen. Go back and look at your history, as somebody said to me, and look what's happened to others. Like, for example, look at England and look how long it took England to actually punt the position to the U.S. because ultimately they had the game and they held the structure in the first place, and then the ball was tossed to the United States. And you've got Russia, China, India, Brazil, huge, huge players, and they're not excited about the U.S. currency as being the global currency. Mm-mm-mm. Odds and ends on the flip side.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
All right, so we're just talking about this on ATN, gold topping 1,000 for the first time since February. Pay attention, America. I mentioned this about health care reform. Read an interesting story today, and it's funny because it was exactly what I was thinking. I don't know why I didn't bring this up on the show, but it's funny to me. Tim Slagle did a story on a website that he has, a blog that he has. It's not important who Tim Slagle is, but he made a great statement. He's like, Hollywood's been pretty quiet lately. Where are they on health care? I guess they're happy because here's the deal with actors. The one good thing about being actors is the worst profession in the world unless you're at the top of the food chain because it's 90% unemployment. You don't hear about the kid who thinks he's an actor who's pumping gas, who can barely make ends meet, but he is a decent looking and he thinks he can read some lines, but he wants to get his SAG card or his AFTRA card, the union. So they have great health care benefits. They have great coverage. I used to be with AFTRA because I had to be when I worked in New York, and it doesn't matter. You just had to qualify, and you didn't have to do very much to qualify. You just had to have a regular gig or X amount of credits, because they always talk about that. They wanted to get, want to be an extra in a film because they get X amount of credits, so they qualify for the insurance. So you see where Hollywood comes out of their shoes on so many different things. Immigration reform, guns, who's running for the office, whatever. And suddenly everybody has been pretty silent. Think of the green movement and the push for cap and trade and, you know, a slew of other things that we could run down. But, you know, very, 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 very quiet on health care. So why? Because you got to think about this. They're going to bite the hand that feeds them, right? From whether it's musicians or actors or whatever. He gives an example in his column or blog or whatever it is of Mike Farrell. Remember him from MASH? He is somebody who's been a big advocate for government and health care, but he hasn't said much lately. You haven't seen him out there talking, doing the talk show kind of thing. You haven't seen the Clooneys, any of those guys hammering this point home. So it's to me, it is, as he says, very curious that Hollywood is silent on health care. See, it always changes. When it affects you, it's just a little bit different, isn't it? Speaking of Hollywood, it is over the top of this whole reality show thing. I'm in agreement with Mark in New York there. I think while our forefathers, and I say this all the time, fought for our freedoms, we live in the greatest place on the face of the earth. You can do what you want to do. You can still strive for whatever the opportunity is. Don in Wyoming calls all the time and says this. If you choose to go to school, there's ways to do it. And if you really want it bad enough, you will. And you have that opportunity where in other places you don't, or they tell you what you have to do for a living. We have this bizarre fascination in this country with fame, celebrity fame especially. So it spawned all these reality shows. American Idol, Mark in New York made reference to that. Go back to your American Idol, whatever. But even beyond the music thing or the singing thing, I mean, the reality show's just about anything. So you have this John Gosling who, oh, I just would like to see him fade away. He and his wife, Kate and John and whoever, and Mary Poppins plus eight on whatever network they're on, some unknown network. I think it's TLC, right? So, of course, he is out pimping himself on the shows to trash his, I guess, soon-to-be ex-wife. I'm going to let you hear this clip of this so-called reality dude. Here it is.
No, our relationship will never be fixed.
Why do you think she still wears the ring?
I think she still wears the ring for public perception. I don't wear my ring because she took my ring.
She took your ring?
I don't have a ring. So I laid it down one day and it was gone. Who else would take it? I checked all underneath my kids' pillows. That's where everything ends up in the house anyway. So it wasn't there. I was verbally abused. I was beaten down. She separated me from my family. I mean, she used to hold the kids over my head and say, you know, don't spend time with your mom. Spend time with your kids. Why can't I spend time with my mom and my kids together? I'm not going back to that lifestyle.
All right, we don't care if you go back to that lifestyle or not. I don't think most people listening to America Tonight know who you are or really care. So from this day forward, you will not hear me mention this idiot's name ever on this show again. Got his 2 seconds of fame here. Let's throw him in the dungeon.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
All right. See you later, Jono. I don't care who you end up with next. Just a re-rack here on odds and ends. Some of the big headlines. Reid and Pelosi say health care reform 90% done. They met with the president today. Of course, they have a seat at the big giant kids table for health care reform. The push for the public option is definitely on both of their plates. Will it happen? Will it become a reality? Will there be block moves? Can there be block moves? What happens with the Blue Dogs? All questions to be answered, and we'll see what happens in that address by the president of both chambers of Congress, obviously. In the meantime, the CDC issued some new hot guidelines for what they call antivirals. You know, let's cut through the nonsense here. What does this mean to you and I? Well, we care about the swine flu thing. What's the deal here? So what the CDC is saying that most people who come down with the swine flu or the H1N1 flu virus should ride it out. Don't take an antiviral medication like Tamiflu or any of the other stuff that's available. Because the majority of adolescents and adults and kids can be cared for, they say, with mom's chicken soup at home, rest, and lots of fluids. That's a quote from someone from the CDC. I don't get it. First, we're supposed to panic, and 50% of us in the United States are going to get it. It's a pandemic six. Now you're telling us to eat chicken soup. What does that mean? Certain people need treatment. Certain people. It sounds like one of those commercials. Take this medication, but here are the side effects, and there are 25 of them. You might see some of these. So the scoop is there are people who need treatment within 48 hours, and those hospitalized or at high risk are patients under the age of 5, over 65, great, pregnant, or chronic medical problems. So take heed if you fall into any of those categories. Then we're told there's a shortage of what you're supposed to get, and ugh, I'm done with it. I'm done with the swine flu. So we move from the CDC and that helpful information to something that kind of slipped under the wire, I think. I kind of was looking for this because we had talked about it on America Tonight, but a long time ago. It's getting, of course, annihilated by healthcare that's been on our mind. Remember that whole sinkhole thing in L.A.? All of a sudden there's a sinkhole swallowing up the shot of the fire truck going down the sinkhole, the cab of the fire engine almost totally eaten alive by, it looked like this giant hole, a 15-foot one in the San Fernando Valley. They don't have enough problems there trying to clean up these fires. So here's what the deal is. They do this infrastructure deal, kind of give it a report card across the United States, the roads, pipes, bridges, that sort of thing. And it turns out we're not doing so good in the United States, not just in L.A., but across the West and across the East and also as well in the Midwest with our infrastructure problems. L.A. especially has a lot of catching up to do. San Francisco and Oakland do as well. Remember, they just had that problem with the Bay Bridge. They had some infrastructure falling down there. They had to close it. They're trying to open it. But, I mean, Cali, what's going on there? They're getting terrible grades. So if we added up everything across the country, the head of the American Society of Civil Engineers check this out, says our grade would be about a C. Some are saying, no, I think it's actually a D. Remember in Minneapolis, the giant bridge collapse a couple of years ago? I remember that well. I was doing a television news report, and that happened. So there are 150,000 bridges across the United States that still need repair, 30% in California, 40% in New York, 57% in the little old state of Rhode Island. Of course, the federal government is pumping $100 billion in stimulus money into fixing infrastructure. Where is it? The engineers say it would take $2.2 trillion over 5 years to keep fixing everything. Oh, my, oh, my. Start buying up that gold, I guess, is the answer. Despite everything I've said and the odds and ends, keep your chin up, America. We still live in the greatest place, as I just said, in the face of the earth. Reach out and strive to grab that brass ring.